Hello and welcome to episode 19 of This Is Life Turned Up. It's been a doozy of a year and I cannot believe I haven't been podcasting, and I apologize to you guys. A lot has happened. We've all gone through a lot, and typically, as you know, in these webcasts and these podcasts, I talk about what's going on in the world, what's going on with, you know, some of the things I see with my clients. But this episode is going to be really difficult for me because it's going to be about me, which is not always super fun. I love having guests to talk about them. But again, like I said, this year has been crazy for a lot of us. And I recently lost my mom to cancer. And it has been really, to say it's been difficult would be a complete understatement. I have been a go-getter most of my life, but I'm telling you, the last month I have had zero motivation. Zero. All I want to do is lay on the couch and watch Agatha Christie movies or Miss Marple. I laugh because it's just ridiculous, because I just want to turn my brain off. And, you know, I don't need to go into the details of our loss, but it came on quick. And it was shocking and yet not shocking, because she's had cancer for the last 5 years and has been battling it. But it took a very, very fast turn. And it's been hard. I mean, we've all known that this was going to happen at some point. We just weren't actually ready for it to happen when it did. And I don't know if anybody really is ready. But it's been interesting. It's been it's been eye-opening for me. And, you know, the way I describe it, I don't want to sit here and talk about death the whole time because it's really depressing. But what I will say is it is really an enlightening experience. I mean, it's a terrible traumatic experience, don't get me wrong. But the experience that we had was actually beautiful. Again, that sounds so weird coming out of my mouth when you talk about death, but my mom passed at City of Hope Hospital in LA, and it is a cancer hospital, and the ICU deals with this kind of stuff on the daily. The staff at City of Hope, I need to do a whole episode of just the experience that we had, but it was beautiful. It was very, very spiritual. And I'm holding on to the memories. So it's the crazy dealing with grief. And I've had experiences with grief before, but this one, maybe it's because it's my mom, you know, the first person I ever loved. I mean, and my dad too, but you know, like, your bond with your mother is so deep, and we were really close and we talked a lot, like at least once a day. And it's just painful. Like, the amount of pain that I feel is immense. And so much so that there are days that I just don't want to leave the couch. I do force myself to work out because that is the one thing that I could control. Nothing else I feel like I have any control over. So I work out, which means I then shower, which is great. And then I deal with the kids and take them to school. And then I just want to retreat and just hibernate. And I'll go in my bed or I'll watch TV. And it's just, you know, I don't have any motivation to do anything. So being here and showing up right now is really hard for me. But I'm doing it anyways. And I have to share this poem. Because if anybody's going through grief or a loss, I want you to hear these words, because sometimes my words just can't really reflect what I'm feeling because I'm so jumbled in my head all the time. But I want to read this poem to you guys. Now and then and back again. Grief is a boulder in the middle of the room. It can't be budged. If you push it away, it won't yield. When you aren't watching where you walk, you fall over it, and it hurts. You can't pretend it isn't there. You can move the furniture to walk around it, but it still blocks your view of something. You can try and live in another room altogether, but you have to pass by it eventually to go from now to then and back again. Grief is like a boulder in the middle of the room. It doesn't belong there. You don't want it there. You throw a blanket over it. It feels too big for the room, too big for your life. You cry. And finally, grief speaks. It says, I might be in your way, but I used to live in your heart. I'm your memories. I'm your loss. But I am what you cherished for a long time. I'm trying to find a way back in, but you won't open it. You walk around me. You avoid me. Open your heart, and I will live there again. You sit next to the grief boulder because you understand. You need to fill that space in your heart to feel whole again. So you make a deal. You will honor grief, and grief will help you heal. You let it in. It feels heavy, hard to carry, but your view is clear. Your travel is unobstructed from now to then and back again, without that boulder in the way. That poem is by Susan Cook Bonifant. And holy moly, if that doesn't hit you in the feels, I don't know what will. It is so beautiful and so poignant and so, so spot on for me, because it is the journey that I am currently on is one that I see the boulder and I just literally feel like I'm leaving the room because I do not want to look at it. I have a hard time talking to family members about it. It's been a freaking journey, and I am not able to bring up memories of my mom, which is really scary. And I'm not able to feel the way I want to feel. And I, again, the way I want to feel changes moment to moment. So it's been, you know, somewhat interesting to say the least. But what I've been doing, because I don't want to feel the pain, is I'm talking about it, and I do talk to my close friends about it. And I've been forcing myself to sit with a piece of paper and a pen. Sometimes nothing comes. Other times pages come. And then I open it. I'm trying to sit with my memories, sit with my loss, sit with the love. And the love is sticking with me. It's not going around or leaving me. But I realize avoiding it is just closing my heart to love. And I don't want to live like that. And so it's a process, and every day is going to be different, I know. And I'm not forcing much other than the fact that I will sit with a pen and paper. And if something comes to me, it comes to me. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And heaviness is hard, right? It's a hard thing to carry. And a lot of the time, I feel like I'm wearing these glasses that are just fogged over and I can't see anything. I can't feel anything. I can't see anything. But then, and this is where the, I don't want to say magic comes, but that's the only word that comes to my mind, is when I take the glasses off, when I'm consciously taking them off, when I'm feeling, when I'm allowing myself to open, when I'm writing, when that happens, it's like I could see everything so clearly. I see through things that I know were there. It's a very hard thing to explain, but I could see through people. I could see people's souls almost. I see what people's intentions are. This intuition that I've always had comes back, and it is so much stronger than it's ever been. And it's a beautiful, magical thing. And I know I'm not in a place that I could live in that magic all the time, and I'm fine with that, because I know once I could allow myself to sit with the boulder and let it just be in me and accept it and heal and love it, my intuition and what I'm capable of is so much more powerful than before. And again, it could just be that I have her spirit with me. I don't know. I don't know any of the answers to any of the shit, but it has been fascinating to witness and to be part of. And I know that people who are going through this are feeling the same way. And I love talking, it sounds awful, but I love talking to people who've experienced this type of grief, because there's just a new level of understanding life and ourselves. And it's beautiful and magical and powerful. So that's all I want to say today on episode 19. I have a lot more that I want to share, but I also want to be clear that this podcast is not going in the direction of death and grief. I do not enjoy sitting with it for too long, as I've mentioned. And there are times that I'm going to be talking about death and grief and what comes on the other side of it through my journey. So if you want to stick around for that, I would love it. But know that, you know, this podcast is going to get back to our usual guests about, you know, figuring out how to turn life up. But sometimes we just need to be in it and not turn anything up. And that has been a very, very huge, impactful lesson for me. So let me know your thoughts as always, and please message me and let me know what else you would like to talk about on this podcast. All right. Thanks, guys.